Most of the fresh food for the metropolitan New York area passes through the Hunts Point Market in the South Bronx. It sells wholesale vegetables, fruit, meat, and dairy products to some of the nation's best stores and restaurants. But the people who live in Hunts Point have nowhere to shop for this high-quality food. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
At the Hunts Point Market, row after row of long warehouses stretch across 126 acres along the Bronx River. Workers stack boxes of shiny fresh vegetables and fruits onto pallets and load them onto hundreds of delivery trucks backed up to loading docks. The delivery trucks then speed off. Some 11,000 of them rumble through Hunts Point every day. The South Bronx neighborhood is just across the East River from Manhattan and is filled with tenements, industrial tracts, and small auto shops that cater to truckers. Paul Lipson is director of a community center called The Point.
The greatest irony is that here we are in the world's biggest food distribution center, where all the greatest broccoli and kale and Belgian endive and all this stuff comes through, and you can't buy any of that good produce here because it leapfrogs over you. They truck it right out of here.
Residents are left to shop at the Bravo supermarket, a run-down, off-brand sort of grocery, typical in many low-income neighborhoods. It's got a decent selection of canned jalapeno salsas, but the fresh produce section is, well, awful.
Tomatoes are supposed to be what, red? These aren't quite red.
Omar Freya is a community activist who lives in this South Bronx neighborhood.
It's certainly not any kind of a bright red tomato. Some of them are actually on the verge of yellow. Oh, some look like they actually have bad skin conditions.
Freya became so disgusted with wrinkled, blotchy green peppers and wilted iceberg lettuce that he began talking with other community activists about creating a retail outlet that would offer fresh foods directly from the Hunts Point Market.
So we don't have this two-tier structure where poor people and working-class people are relegated to not only living in a community like Hunts Point that's inundated with heavy polluting facilities and truck traffic, and that on top of that we have to have poor quality food.
This is a problem common to low-income neighborhoods across the country. Kimberly Moreland, an epidemiologist at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, found that residents who live in neighborhoods with fewer supermarkets eat a less healthy diet with fewer fresh fruits and vegetables. Moreland says middle-class and affluent neighborhoods had an average of one supermarket per 3,800 residents. In low-income, minority neighborhoods, there was only one supermarket for 23,000 residents. Moreland says her study shows that healthy diets aren't just a matter of personal choice.
If a nice, juicy apple looks good, people will want to eat it. It has more to do with the accessibility of a wide variety of healthy foods that look good, people would want to consume at prices people can afford.
In Hunts Point, there are signs that at least this neighborhood may soon get quality fresh food. Omar Freya says the idea of a wholesale to the public food market has support from the city's Economic Development Corporation. A draft study conducted by the agency found a market would draw customers from the neighborhood as well as Greater New York. And there's political support, too. After all, New York City has placed its food distribution center and sewage treatment plant in Hunts Point. Locals say the neighborhood should get back something in return, like good food at a reasonable price. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.